or to start a business, or to retire with some security. And buying a home required responsibility on everybody's part. You had to save up to buy a home. And then banks were supposed to give you a fair deal with terms you could understand. Buyers were supposed to live within their means and make sure that they could make your payments. So in that earlier generation, houses weren't for flipping around. It wasn't for speculation. Houses were to live in and to build a life for. And unfortunately, over time, responsibility too often gave way to recklessness. You had reckless lenders who sold loans to people they knew couldn't afford them. And let's face it, we also had some reckless buyers who knew they couldn't afford them and still took out loans. And all this created a housing bubble. And especially in some places like Arizona, it was devastating when that bubble finally burst. Triggered a recession. Millions of Americans who had done everything right were hurt badly by the actions of other people. Housing prices plummeted. By the time I took office, home values had fallen almost 20% from the year before. New housing starts had fallen nearly 80% from their peak. Hundreds of thousands of construction workers had lost their jobs. A record number of people were behind on their mortgage payments. And, you know, a lot of people here in Phoenix, they saw that devastation. Now, this was part of ground zero for the housing bubble bursting. So less than a month after I took office, I came here to Arizona, and I laid out steps to stabilize the housing market and help responsible homeowners get back on their feet. And the truth is, it's been a long, slow process. The housing market's so big that it was going to take some time to heal when it got hurt that bad. It's taken longer than any of us would like. But during that time, we helped millions of Americans save an average of $3,000 each year by refinancing for lower rates. We helped millions of responsible homeowners stay in their homes, which was good for their neighbors because you don't want a bunch of foreclosure signs in your neighborhood. Where Congress wouldn't act, we went ahead and acted. So over the past 3 years, we had the Department of Justice stand up for buyers who had been discriminated against or conned by predatory lending, and we won a settlement that gave more money to victims of discrimination in 1 year than in the previous 23 years combined. We worked with states to force big banks